This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, just in from Georgia. The judge presiding over a grand jury investigating former President Trump has rejected his bid to disqualify the lead prosecutor and block expected indictments. An employee at former President Trump's Florida estate is scheduled to be arraigned at court in Miami this hour in the federal classified documents case. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
This will be an initial appearance for Carlos de Oliveira, a longtime maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago. He's facing, just like Donald Trump and Walt Nauta, roughly three dozen federal charges in the alleged mishandling of records at Mar-a-Lago.
Lori Vallow Daybell could get up to life in prison, no parole, when she's sentenced in a courtroom in Idaho today for murdering her two children and plotting to kill one of her husband's ex-wives. CBS News Boise's Angela Kerndle.
During Monday's sentencing, victim impact statements will be heard from family members. After the sentencing, attention will shift to Arizona, where she faces charges related to the death of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and the attempted killing of her niece's former husband, Brandon Boudreau.
World health officials say countries, including the U.S., aren't doing enough to clear the air. CBS's Pam Falk.
It documents how guidelines on tobacco control now cover more than 5.6 billion people, but it does urge governments to accelerate smoke-free measures in public indoor areas around the world to protect people from secondhand smoke.
In Ukraine, they began removing the Soviet hammer and sickle emblem from a massive mother monument in Kyiv. At least five people have been killed in Russian missile strikes in President Zelensky's hometown in the south. Kyiv estimates 180,000 metric tons of grain were destroyed by Russian missiles in 9 days this month. In Pakistan, funerals have begun for dozens of people killed in a suicide bombing. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
The death toll in a massive suicide bombing in Pakistan has risen to 54 as funerals are held for many of the victims. They were at a rally for a hardline cleric and politician when the suicide bomber struck.
Americans say they're not feeling great about our military. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This Gallup poll finds Americans are less likely to express a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military. The poll shows record lows in public confidence in several public institutions, but confidence in the military hasn't been this low since the late 90s.
The Dow is up 45 points, the S&P ahead 2. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For 105.7 WCFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. No one is hurt after a house fire in Chippewa Falls on Saturday. The Chippewa Falls Fire Department said that a cat and a dog were rescued from the fire, but no people were hurt. The fire caused about $75,000 in damage and likely started in the kitchen, with fire damage kept to the first floor of the home on the 800 block of Dover Street. The fire department said that the fire is under investigation. One person is dead after a crash in Rusk County on Friday. The sheriff's office said the crash happened on Highway 40 near Hutchinson Road in the town of Big Bend, or about 6 miles southwest of Bruce. The crash involved a pickup truck and a semi-truck, with the pickup truck driver found dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver was treated for injuries and released. The crash is being investigated. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says today will be pleasant, with temperatures getting to around 80 degrees. We'll warm up by midweek when storm chances return. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap.
Sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
So, are Nazis and drag shows as equally harmful? Asking for a certain Wisconsin representative. 844-967-2789. I have a feeling that a lot of people who are listening would probably say no.
They are not equally damaging.
They are not equally damaging or threatening, but you never know, because there are some people out there who very vehemently believe that drag shows equal pedophilia.
Even though, and I've mentioned this before, I keep a running tally on a weekly basis of the number of men who are charged with sex crimes against children.
We all need hobbies, Jane.
Well, you got to do something with
that
time.
I got something with that time, and that extra time you have.
Shockingly, because there are like 5 a week.
Jeez.
And that's probably an underestimation, because I can't keep up with everything. But there are 5 a week that are straight men, youth ministers, pastors, former pastors, in some cases, attorneys, in some cases, law enforcement. And not one drag queen has been arrested. Not one drag queen has been arrested for child pornography or trying to, you know, hook up with a person they think is underage. No, it's not drag queens.
Well, you know, what's also interesting is that Vice News published an article on July 20th of 2023 with the headline, "Why Do Neo-Nazis Keep Getting Arrested for Child Sexual Abuse Material?"
Huh.
Huh.
Hmm.
So, let's get to the point of why I'm asking this question. Over the weekend, there was a Pride in the Park event in Watertown, Wisconsin. Watertown, Wisconsin, small town. I don't know if I've ever stopped in there. Definitely have driven through it. And it did indeed feature a drag story time and drag shows. And it was in the park, so it was public. This is not weird. Wisconsin is not one of the states that has banned drag. So they were perfectly fine. There was protests last year. Last year, there was an opposing group that tried to get the event canceled. They were not able to do that. There was protests. And inevitably, there was protests again this year, which is fine. Everyone's right to do exactly that. But they had all their, the group that organized the event, Unity for, Unity for Watertown. Why can't I see? Unity Project of Watertown, sorry. And they had their permits to do the event, so they were going to do the event. And at one point during the event, an armed neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe, which, you
fun,
know.
Fun group.
Fun name. Showed up for about 45 minutes. So there was a video journalist there who took to Twitter on Saturday to document the protests and wrote, Blood Tribe group marching in Watertown, Wisconsin, protesting Pride in the Park. In her video, one neo-Nazi group member can be seen carrying a weapon. And it's not, it was not clear at that point whether other members were armed. And there was some video that was posted, if you want to play some of it.
No pedals on our streets!
No pedals on our streets!
No pedals on our streets!
There will be blood! Blood! Blood!
Pedophiles, get the rope!
Pedophiles, get the rope!
Pedophiles, get the rope!
So, to paint a visual, or if you couldn't understand, because they were all wearing masks, so
yeah,
you can't.
They're so brave and they're so proud of their identity.
Yeah, so that you can't identify any of the people. They were wearing masks, but then also weirdly, they were wearing like all wearing khakis.
Yeah,
which now there's a whole other part of Twitter that is convinced that they're feds.
Yeah. Because of the way they dress.
Because of the way they dress. Those guys, the Blood Tribe is feds. This other group called Patriot Front are just feds.
Trying to stir up trouble.
Or they're undercover on Tifa.
Oh, right.
But, you know, so they were, for the 45 minutes they were there, they were chanting things like, us or the pedophiles.
Pedophiles get the rope.
Pedophiles get the rope. There will be blood, blood, blood. And, you know, it's, they're there to intimidate you. So what we know about what Blood Tribe is, so from the Anti-Defamation League, this, they describe Blood Tribe as a neo-Nazi group with semi-autonomous chapters in the United States and Canada. Blood Tribe promotes hardline white supremacist views and openly directs its vitriol at Jews, non-whites, and the LGBTQ plus community. Blood Tribe formed in 2021 when neo-Nazi Christopher Paulhaus began referring to his followers as the Blood Tribe. As his following grew, he began holding and attending private white supremacist gatherings, which eventually led to the formal Blood Tribe membership ceremonies. I wonder what's entailed in that.
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
In 2023, members of the Blood Tribe began participating in anti-LGBTQ plus protests. During those protests, dozens of members dressed uniformly in red shirts, black masks, and black pants shouted racial and anti-LGBTQ plus slurs, waved swastika flags, and gave Hitler salutes. So, that's what we know about Blood Tribe. What we know about Unity Project of Watertown, according to their Facebook page, of what how they describe themselves and what their mission statement is. Unity Project of Watertown was created to bring awareness to social issues in the Watertown area. We welcome anyone as long as they are respectful of others. Our mission statement is to promote a sense of acceptance and belonging among all members of our community. Same, same.
Oh, they're just exactly,
same.
Exactly the same. Except for the whole death and blood and all that stuff.
And according to, well, and she deleted it, so maybe she doesn't actually believe this, but Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc originally was someone who was voicing her dismay that there was going to be public drag shows. And so her first tweet was, if you want to have a drag show, rock on, but do it in an indoor space without children. Today, Patrol Parents Wisconsin and Gays Against Groomers were out protesting the open-air drag show with children's activities in the city of Watertown. While I do not represent the city, I do represent, she goes, it's been deleted, so I can't see because this is just a screenshot.
Sure.
Then about 3 hours later, she found out that there were Nazis at the protest.
Whoops.
And she said, I have learned that a neo-Nazi group decided to stir things up outside the open-air drag show in Watertown today. I find that loathsome. How shamefully far things have descended in our communities between sexualizing kids and disturbing hate groups. And if I just find it so disingenuous to put these two things together.
And say they're the same.
And say that they're both equally harmful to our communities. And so I'm asking you, are they? Are these two things equally bad? 844-967-2789. When you hear the description of a group called Blood Tribe and what they promote and what they stand for compared to a group that's mission is to be inclusive, how can you say that they're the same? And in the same sentence, condemn both, where one is literally trying to be a safe environment in a small town.
22,000 people in
Watertown. Versus a group that idealizes Hitler.
And looks forward to killing fellow Americans.
And but that was the rhetoric that I was seeing as far as, I mean, there was also the rhetoric, like I said, of a certain amount of people convinced that they were planted there
right
to make MAGA look bad. But I always think, like, when that starts to happen, don't you think the people in the group who showed up to protest want to be like, no, that was us. That was us. Like, don't take that away from us.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I don't know.
Like, to show up and make the effort, even if you are hiding behind a mask, to disrupt a organization, wouldn't you want to come out and be like,
take credit
for it when they're trying to take it away from you and say that it was either Antifa or the feds?
But that gives them some extra wiggle room to keep throwing out these conspiracy theories that the FBI is the one who was behind January 6th. And so I can see where they would want to play that both ways. And again, if you're so proud of your beliefs, then take your masks off, you big cowards.
I know. At least, and I was thinking about that as far as how intimidating it must be to see a group like that descend upon a group, especially when they're armed.
No kidding.
But it's also interesting how I was thinking about this, of this is becoming a, you know, more and more frequent occurrence of, you know, protesters that show up to different events, which, you know, to a certain extent, as long as they're not hurting anybody, is within their right. It's upsetting, but it's fine. And in comparison to how desensitized, at least I feel to it, of hearing about this and being like, oh, God, yeah, there's a group out there doing XYZ thing, compared to Charlottesville in 2018.
Jews will not replace us?
Yes. And none of them were wearing masks. They were wearing khakis, though.
Yes, they were wearing khakis. And if you remember, our former president said that during those protests, there were very fine people on both sides.
So I don't know. Do you find any argument whatsoever to be true that these two things are the same and they both should be condemned? And just nobody should have been at the park in Watertown this weekend and everything would have been fine. 844-967-2789. When we come back from this first break, we will read your texts or your calls. I also looked up just to see what other hate groups Southern Poverty Law Center has documented in Wisconsin. So I can let you know about that. And also, I'm once again going to ask you, what would happen at your job if you almost started a fist fight and called someone a PSSY? Because that's still happening in Congress. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
For a decade, Simply Safe has revolutionized home security, and our latest advancement is here, 24/7 Live Guard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 83. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 59. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-60s. For Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 88.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinere. And this is it's the last day of July.
Yes.
Jeez.
The summer has just gone whoosh.
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 And coming up, we have two times today that we're giving away Wisconsin State Fair tickets. So if you would like to win some free tickets, we're giving them away at 10:50 and 11:20. So set a timer.
And you can't lose.
And you can't lose.
This game.
844-967-2789. So that is coming up later in today's show. But right now, we are talking about an event that happened in Watertown, Wisconsin over the weekend at a event that was Pride in the Park, organized by Unity Project of Watertown. And a neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe showed up. And
big brave men.
No one got hurt. It was about 45 minutes. It sounds like it was intimidating, as it's meant to be. But I picked up on what happened on Twitter when people were talking about the event. And I'd love to talk to someone who was actually there and hear more about what happened and how disruptive it actually was. But at least there was video footage of them being there and the chance that they were screaming. And what I saw, including from Representative Barbara Dietrich, was the idea that both are bad.
Drag shows in
public are bad.
And Nazis in public are bad.
And I just wholeheartedly, with my full chest, want to say that is BS. It is just total BS that a drag show is as harmful and inherently violent in its imagery and what it represents as Nazis. And I'm glad she deleted the tweet, which I think is an admission of, I got that one wrong.
What? Ruh-roh.
What would really be admission is saying, hey, I got that wrong, and taking accountability for, but this is also the same person who keeps pushing all the anti-trans sports bills, even though I've yet to see her tweet once about the U.S. women's soccer game.
But she's very concerned about women in sports.
Very concerned about women in sports, but yet not celebrating any women in sports, from what I can tell. She tweets a lot.
Yeah.
And now because I've gone down this rabbit hole a couple of times, now she pops up every time she tweets on my X or whatever we're calling this.
Yeah,
now.
I'm never calling it that.
Joe McClear piping in on the Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. Instead of just listen to us, you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Give us a follow when you're there. Just find us at As Goes Wisconsin. Joe McClear says, Barbara Dietrich, had she lived in Mississippi in the 50s, quote, I just learned that 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally murdered. How shamefully far things have descended in our communities between whistling at a woman and beating young boys to death. Woof.
Wow.
Joe, coming out hard on a Monday.
Wow. You know, the other thing that always amazes me when they talk about the sexualization of our kids, nobody brings up 5-year-olds being dressed up like 30-year-olds to compete in beauty pageants.
And pageants. Well, some people bring it up.
Not enough.
People bring it up as they, exactly like you did, of like, well, we sexualize them in other ways.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, get the onesies that say heartbreaker or, you know, lock up your daughters or all these things as like little babies and assuming that they're going to be, you know, heartbreakers.
Sex kittens when they grow up. But that's not sexualizing our kids.
No.
That's fine. And normal.
And it's just interesting because inherently somewhere in there, they know that it is bad or it is because they want to make it about pedophilia and sexualizing kids because they know that it is bad to make it just about being anti-gay and anti-queer. Right. They know that's discriminatory.
Right.
So they have to try to make the link to make it predatory in some way.
Yes.
In the same way, I feel like when we talk about racial stuff, it's not about race. It's about meritocracy. It's about income inequality and not understanding how those things are inextricably linked. And I'm not racist. I just think these things. Because they know inherently it is bad to be racist. Not everyone, but you know, most people will not admit that they have a bias towards people who are not like them. And so they have to like make it about another thing.
To justify it.
To justify it instead of just saying the quiet part out loud, which is, I am uncomfortable with gay people. I am uncomfortable with gayness. And I am comfortable with things that I don't understand. And that's what this is. 844-967-2789. It is interesting, though, because I looked to see if Blood Tribe was one of the groups that Southern Poverty Law Center lists as a hate group in Wisconsin. It's not.
So they traveled here.
So they either traveled here or just it's not. This list is not up to date because this is in 2022. So in 2022, they tracked 21 hate and anti-government groups in Wisconsin. So as far as there's more anti-government groups, it seems like American Meeting Group, which is statewide, ASN Study Guide and University, American State Nationals. I haven't heard of that.
Oh, that sounds like a real good school.
Constitution Party is an anti-government movement. Folks Front, Folkish Resistance Movement, neo-Nazi statewide. John Birch Society, that's been around for a long time.
Yes,
that's
a long time.
Anti-government movement. And then it's literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chapters of Moms for Liberty are now listed. Wood County, so that's our WFHR. Rock County, Racine, Polk, Ozaukee, and Kenosha. Pretty interesting. All right, when we come back, we'll get to some headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin. And I got proof.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Mar-a-Lago employee is expected to plead not guilty any minute now in the classified documents case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
According to the superseding indictment, De Oliveira attempted to delete security video that potentially showed the movement of boxes and classified records.
The judge in a Georgia grand jury investigation has rejected Donald Trump's bid to disqualify the lead prosecutor and block any indictment stemming from the case. Health officials say nations still aren't doing enough to curb tobacco use. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The United States is among the countries not to implement some key policies the WHO has called for worldwide, like protecting all residents from secondhand smoke in all indoor public places and sweeping bans on advertisements.
New poll finds we're less confident in the U.S. military. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Republicans especially support the military, but even their numbers have fallen, down more than 20% in the last 3 years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 105.7 WCFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. No one is hurt after a house fire in Chippewa Falls on Saturday. The Chippewa Falls Fire Department said that a cat and a dog were rescued from the fire, but no people were hurt. The fire caused about $75,000 in damage and likely started in the kitchen, with fire damage kept to the first floor of the home on the 800 block of Dover Street. The fire department said that the fire is under investigation. One person is dead after a crash in Rusk County on Friday. The sheriff's office said the crash happened on Highway 40 near Hutchinson Road in the town of Big Bend, or about 6 miles southwest of Bruce. The crash involved a pickup truck and a semi-truck, with the pickup truck driver found dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver was treated for injuries and released. The crash is being investigated. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says today will be pleasant, with temperatures getting to around 80 degrees. We'll warm up by midweek when storm chances return. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news, man, ain't that news. I got a letter just the other day.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we have a caller on the line.
We do. Dave from Mequon is joining us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you both. How are you?
We are peachy. How are you, Dave?
Hanging in there. Really quickly, so I'm listening to the conversation, and my first question to both of you is, have either one of you seen the movie Sound of Freedom by chance?
Have not seen it yet. Heard lots about it.
Okay. So, you know, that's a true story.
With some caveats in there, Dave.
And Dave, I should also let you know, I've been very aware of child trafficking for like the last 15 years as far as like studying it and stuff.
Excellent. So one of the things, so I actually saw the movie. So one of the things that I was surprised or shocked is how out of control it is as far as, you know, crime against kids. And it's bigger than the actual illegal gun trade now. That's how big it is. They show some stats at the end of the movie, and part of the problem, and I think, and I don't know if people realize this, but you know, it's big money because you can literally take a kid and you can obviously turn them for tricks over and over and over and over and over again, and these cartels are making a gazillion dollars, and unfortunately, on the dark web. There's a lot of bad stuff out there that promote this, and it's a sexualization of children. And unfortunately, you know, you guys just mentioned, you know, with drag queens and stuff of that nature. I'm not saying that, you know, that is like common, you know, as far as, you know, what's going on.
It hasn't been proven at all.
Well, actually, there has been. If you go on DuckDuckGo, which is different.
What is DuckDuckGo?
It's a different search. DuckDuckGo is basically a search engine that competes against Google. Google has certain algorithms that will suppress certain things, and so DuckDuckGo is basically another search engine. Where you could just punch in certain things specifically, and you will get a very different list of things as far as stuff that would be a little bit harder to find on that particular search engine. So I would just, you know, before we go, you know, into the weeds, as you would say, I would just encourage, A, you see the movie, number one. Number two, you do a little more research as far as what is actually been reported, because there is a, keep in mind, this movie was pushed. They filmed it 5 years ago, and Hollywood did not want to put it out there. And as you know, Hollywood has been sexualizing kids for quite a long time.
So have beauty pageant owners,
so
Dave.
So
has the Catholic Church. I mean, and
yes,
I would encourage you, I would encourage you to look into the man who financed that movie and his background and where he got his money from. And the other thing that I understand, at the end of that movie, they don't give you anything actionable to do except to encourage other people to see the movie so they can keep making more money. So I would encourage you to look into where that money is actually going, what they're actually doing with those profits. And again, Dave, I can prove to you there are 5 straight white guys a week, who are getting charged with sex crimes against kids.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I guess to go back to the original question, though, Dave, and then we got to let you go because we got to move on. Do you think Nazis are as bad as drag shows?
Do I think Nazis are as bad? No. Nazis are way worse.
Great.
Thanks, Dave.
We agree. Thank you, Dave.
844-967-2789. You can always call and or text.
Actually, you know, Scott from Chicago followed up. I think we're going to try to get him on the show because when he called last week to talk about Sound of Freedom and the work that he does with anti-trafficking, I think he'd be an interesting person to get on,
absolutely,
on the phone, because there is, it is interesting to me just to, and then we'll close out that topic. The new wave of people who are very concerned about it, which is great.
To have
more people upset and aware of how
prevalent,
both in this country and worldwide, child trafficking is, human trafficking in general is. We've had people on the show to talk about sex trafficking in both of minors and of, I mean, and again, if you're very upset about sex trafficking of minors, you should be worried about our safe harbor law that people want to pass. So that women, well, children under the age who are minors, who would not be able to give consent sexually if it was a consensual situation, they would not be able to give consent. But because there's money involved, they can get charged for prostitution in Wisconsin instead of what it is, which is still child rape.
And they're victims.
So there's stuff happening in Wisconsin already that you could get involved with if you were very worried about child trafficking, about sex with minors, about the sexualization of minors, that has nothing to do with drag shows. Anyways, let's move on quickly, just because, you know, on Friday we talked about what would happen to you at your job if you talked to someone the way that Derek Van Orden had decided to talk to teenagers.
And more details came out over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that he was up in their faces, screaming in their faces.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That was interesting little tidbit that came out over the weekend.
But, you know, Congress, it's, you know, they can't deliver a single vaguely useful piece of legislation because of partisan gridlock, but they certainly can deliver drama, which may be needed as the SAG and WGA strike continues. This is the only reality show that we need, is just watching Congress. So the Daily Beast reported, you know, along with the fighting that's been happening between Lauren Bobo and Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's two other, you know, girls that are fighting. And so Eric Swalwell, who is a Democrat from California, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who is a Republican from California, reportedly got into it on the House floor last month. And it culminated in Swalwell calling his Republican adversary, quote, unquote, a starts with a P, ends with an OC. And which, again, if that happened at your job, what would happen? Would you be fired? Like, the fact that this is tolerated whatsoever is insane to me.
Wouldn't this at least go in your personnel file?
Yeah, you would definitely be at least written up for this. So the events leading up to the brawl in question apparently took place in June, when House Republicans voted to censure Adam Schiff over his role in investigating Trump. And so I guess Swalwell stood near McCarthy at the podium as the House Speaker oversaw the vote. And you can hear Swalwell tell the Speaker, "This is pathetic. You're weak. You're a weak man." One source, an unnamed House Democrat, told the Daily Beast that McCarthy was visibly upset, to the point that he had a vein popping out of his forehead.
Ooh.
And stared down the Democrat for a whole 10 seconds before walking away. And then the next day, Swalwell emerged from the bathroom. McCarthy confronted him, and the two were allegedly in each other's faces, another House member told the Daily Beast. According to both sources, McCarthy told Swalwell, "If you ever say something like that to me again, I'm going to kick the S out of you." There was some back and forth between the two. The witnesses said, leading up to McCarthy telling the Democrat, "Call me an ussy again and I'll kick your butt." Didn't say that part. To this, Swalwell offered a wonderfully mature response. "You are a P-U-S-S-I-Y." Just the peak of maturity happening at the highest level of government.
Doesn't that make you sleep well at night? Knowing that there are such adults in the highest halls of power
so good at conflict resolution.
Absolutely, and they stay calm and don't let their egos get in the way. It's just so, it's so reassuring.
So anyways, I just had to lighten the mood knowing that grown, and I mean, and they say women are emotional. Women are too emotional to hold these jobs.
I know.
Clearly men really have it all together.
Oh, they're so together.
In other news, Foxconn made something.
The company that got billions and billions in taxpayer dollars and has produced basically nothing?
They have produced something.
Oh,
Not new jobs.
Oh, well.
But they have been building microinverters for Enphase Energy.
Okay.
This has been at their campus in Mount Pleasant. And there was no additional jobs were created as a result of the deal. But a Foxconn insider said several hundred employees worked on the project.
Do we have pictures
of what it is?
Because I would like to make sure that they're actually doing that.
Well, I sure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Not that I don't.
This is from Ricardo Torres in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And yeah, they're the first picture that goes with the story. Foxconn employee builds microinverter for Enphase Energy.
Oh, so there's a photo.
There is a photo.
Oh, well, okay then.
So I should say this is... It would be great if something actually did come from Foxconn.
Without a doubt.
Like, I'm not rooting for this to continue to fail because if they could get their act together and actually create jobs for that area, that would be a very good thing.
For all of us.
I would like for this not to continue to be, them to continue to not be the butt of the joke. But until then, they are. Speaking of Foxconn, so it must, what, how hard, like, could you imagine making $800,000
a year? No.
Scott Walker, former governor, who, you know, I think it was late last year, had said that he'd be bored being a senator, which is why he wasn't going to run to be a senator.
Well,
I mean, now it sounds like he's not going to run for Senate because he's making $800,000 a year being the head of this organization where he has to produce basically zero results. Like, why would you ever walk away from that job?
You don't have to. It doesn't sound like he's really accountable to anybody, right?
Man. And so this is
great gig if you can get it.
Great work if you can get it. Daniel Bice, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Walker makes $800,000 molding young conservatives while liberal student voting surges. So the group, if you're unfamiliar, that Scott Walker is now the head of, despite being, you know, Gen X and this being a group that is targeted towards Gen Z and young conservatives. So I don't know what... you know, lifeline he has towards how young people are thinking and feeling that they thought he was the man for this, but whatever. He makes nearly $800,000, or at least in 2021, he made $800,000 heading up that organization. And in truth, I don't know what results they're proving because in this state and across the country, that age group has certainly been voting in droves for Democrats and on liberal issues, so much so that even the constituency that he's supposed to be targeting and representing after the Supreme Court race, he went on Fox and his own Twitter was like, insinuated that we should change the age.
Let's
that
raise that
vote.
Age. Let's raise the age.
And to be fair, what he actually said was the age to drink and the age to... vote should be the same. So then he backtracked a little bit and said we should make the voting the drinking age lower, even though he's never supported that in his public career. But I would say to get paid that much money to have, I mean, some of the CEOs make that. It's like literally being the CEO of a company and making millions of dollars and having declining
profits
and just being like, well, I'm going to keep making that money. All right, when we come back, we're going to give away some Wisconsin State Fair tickets. So if you would like to win, call now, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Let's hear what kind of food you want to eat. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 83. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 59. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-60s. For Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 88.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. We are still taking callers if you want to win state fair tickets. 844-967-2789. Call right now if you would like to win.
You can get four.
You can get four tickets.
That's a big savings.
How much are they? They're like 15
bucks? They're 15
bucks. 20 bucks?
And then I think it's 15 to park.
Yeah.
And so.
Which these are not necessarily. These do not give you free parking.
No, they don't get you free parking, but you get in for free.
You do get in for free. So yeah, you can win up to four tickets if you call right now, 844-967-2789. And while we're waiting for our first caller, just a reminder that the Civic Media blood donation drive is still going on. So if you are not familiar or you can't remember what this is, hashtag Civic Pints, be kind and give more blood. So if you donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin from July 10th until we're doing this into August now, you can get entered to win one of many, many prizes, including state fair tickets, including Brewers tickets, and including some Civic Media swag. So all you have to do is if you go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, you can find your nearest donation center and make an appointment. And then once you are giving blood, take a selfie while you donate blood. And if you post it to social media and hashtag Civic Pints, we'll contact you and you'll be entered to win.
Very cool.
And then you just also get a good person pat on the back for donating blood during a time that there is a major shortage. So don't forget to donate blood sometime this month, because we decided to extend it into August.
Right.
Do we have a caller?
We do, Michael from Brookfield. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. You ready to win some tickets?
I'm ready to win some tickets. Wait, are there questions?
You can't lose.
You can't lose, Michael. It's a shoe-in either way you do it.
So
I don't know. I'm pretty good at losing.
As you know, the state fair is known for the crazy food that gets introduced each year. And so there's 100 new foods that they introduce. Some sound pretty normal, but I have gone through and picked out the ones that sound the most adventurous. And we are going to play a game I'm going to give you all three foods, and then one you have to say is something you would eat all of it once, one you would eat for the rest of your life, and one you would never eat and you would banish to hell. So all you have to do is categorize the three foods.
All right, I think I can do
that. You can do that.
You can do it.
We believe you. All right, the first one. A brown sugar sweet potato iced latte. Cool off with an iced latte flavored with brown sugar, sweet potato puree, a dash of cinnamon, and brown sugar, boba pearls garnished with a toasted marshmallow and a deep-fried sweet potato funnel cake nugget. The brown sugar sweet potato ice latte is sure to revive you on any day of the state fair.
Yeah, because you're going to be bouncing off the walls from all the sugar.
And don't worry, it's made with non-dairy creamer anyone who's lactose intolerant.
So you're health conscious.
All right, so that's option number one, Michael. Option number two, Camel chili cheese fries. Camel chili cheese fries are sidewinder fries covered in warm 100% camel ground meat chili, then topped with two types of cheese and sour cream. These exotic chili cheese fries are so ooey gooey good, you'll need a fork to help you devour them.
God, I hope so.
So think about if you want to eat camel. And your third one is this was supposed to be dill pickle fudge. Just white chocolate fudge base with natural dill pickle flavors.
God, why are they trying to punish us like this?
So which one are you eating? Which one are you eating all of it once?
I think the camel.
The camel.
Get it over with.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Just get it over with. Eat it once. They can say I've eaten camel.
Okay. Which one are you eating for the rest of your life, once a day?
I like the sound of the latte, actually.
Oh. I'm a big sweet potato fan. Are that
you?
Sounds really sweet.
Yeah.
But I do like sweet potato. All right. So you're going to have a sweet potato iced latte every day for the rest of your life. So that means you have no interest in dill pickle fudge.
I have no interest in mixing my fudge and my pickle.
I think that's a wise decision, Michael.
Very, very smart. All right, See, we told you there was no way to lose.
Oh, thank God.
Are you, do you know which day you're going to go already? What's your favorite thing to do at the fair?
I actually like going down the bag slide, even though I'm in like 60, so I find that a lot of fun.
I love that, though. That's one of the things I love about State Fair is that adults get to do really juvenile things and no one judges you for
it.
Like going to the going to the pig races and just being silly and laughing your head off, I love the dog exhibition where they jump into the pool for like distance and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. There's so many fun things. I wish I could go more days than I think I'm going to be able to go, but Michael, congratulations. I hope you have a great time.
Don't hang up.
Jane will get your information so we can get these tickets to you, but thank you for listening and thank you for playing.
Yes.
All right.
Don't go away.
So I'm trying to think. We have a couple minutes left.
We do. We are going to give away more tickets.
Well, yeah, we're going to give away more. We're going to play that game again at 11:20. So if you
missed out,
it's new foods. There's some beer batter in one. There's another. It's another bug one. Oh. And there's more dill pickle stuff. There's a lot of dill pickle stuff this time around, which I was, I do like dill pickles. That's one of the things that I have gone through a week of craving.
Oh, really?
But not mixed with stuff.
So not pickles and ice cream?
I've not had pickles and ice cream. It's just like, anything I will just sit like down that and eat a jar of pickles. there's been no weird mixing cravings. It's just been like, this week is still
watermelon week?
It's less watermelon. It's the specific type of like oat square cereal. But I've also, and what I've been driving Mike nuts with, is a resurgence. I used to do this as a kid, and I just love, for right now, chewing ice.
Chewing ice.
Which I'm sure my dentist does not want to hear.
Your daughter's going to be so odd.
So odd. But I'm just like, that is what I've been craving. It's just chewing ice.
At least it's not terrible for you.
It's not terrible for you. I don't think it's great for your teeth.
Probably not.
But specifically the ice at Quick Trip. So good.
Got to be Quick Trip.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have some fun in the next hour. Have you heard of Girl Dinner? Have you heard of Lazy Girl Jobs? We're talking about all of it because I just think both these things have already existed and we're not now just giving them names. But come back after the top of the hour news. This will still be As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
I'm going to throw my date book over the fence and buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, why
How's about cooking something up with me?
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism. And the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.